on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A new wildfire prompting evacuations overnight in Southern California. This one burning about 30 miles east of Los Angeles. The Franklin Fire near Malibu continues to burn as well. Still looking for answers as to why in this week's Madison, Wisconsin school shooting. Here's ABC's Alex Perez.
Investigators digging through the shooter's digital footprint, discovering posts made in the minutes before the shooting. James Smith's daughter is a junior at Abundant Life. He says it's a refuge for many students who struggle at other schools.
Those who have been disenfranchised or bullied in other situations and saying, well, you can find love here. You can find acceptance.
Terrorism and murder charges now filed against suspected CEO killer Luigi Mangione in New York. House Speaker Mike Johnson out with a short-term government spending bill that would extend government funding through March 14th and allows for the first inflationary pay raise for members of Congress since 2009. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Madison police say they've moved on to the investigation phase into Monday's school shooting. Savannah Tomei Olson continues to cover the story for us.
In a press conference, they also offered a big correction, saying it was a second grade teacher who called 911, not a second grade student. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Yesterday, after looking at the computer-aided dispatch system, it seems as if a call came from a second grader. It actually read, the call came from a second grade teacher. That was a mistake. That's my responsibility, and I apologize, and I clarify that today.
Meanwhile, rumors are running rampant on social media, and the big question is why? That's what authorities are working on right now.
Identifying a motive is our top priority, but at this time, it appears that the motive was a combination of factors. Again, we cannot share that information at this time because we do not want to jeopardize the investigation and those who are currently cooperating with us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A Madison nonprofit is raising money to support the Christian school at the center of Monday's tragic shooting. The United Way of Dane County is spearheading the fundraiser for the Abundant Life Christian School community. It launched Tuesday morning. The CEO of the Dane County United Way says it's our responsibility as a community to help Madison recover, and every dollar counts. The school's principal says they're overwhelmed by the support and that they'll create a transparent process to distribute the money once they figure out where it will be most helpful. 100% of the money raised will go to the school. We have a link to the fundraiser at civicmedia.us. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News.
The Packers improve on defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, after reviewing Sunday night's win over the Seahawks, says he likes what he sees from the defense.
It's never going to be perfect. They hit us on two bounce schemes that, you know, they got big explosion plays on. Outside of that, I thought our run defense was really solid.
More Badgers leaving the football program. Wide receivers C.J. Williams and Will Pauling entering the transfer portal. That's three of the Badgers' top five receivers no longer with the team. In Las Vegas, the Bucks won the NBA Cup with a 97-81 win over the Oklahoma City Thunder, but the Bucks did not break out the champagne provided by the league, saying they're not done yet. Giannis named the MVP. Damian Lillard had 23 points, though, and said winning the Cup is significant.
To be back again, and then we end up playing against a younger team, a hungry team, a number one in the West. I just thought the way we played and how we was able to do it was what felt the best.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have some snow on the way. Tomorrow into tomorrow night, we could end up with 3 to 5, maybe even 6 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down late Thursday night. Today, though, partly cloudy, 30. Tonight, clouds will increase down to 12. Snow tomorrow with a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
For the next Trump administration, what does that mean for people in Wisconsin? We'll kick that around. Join us.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. Special thanks to Daryl Burnett from the Automobile Gallery being here today. Tom Drzewicki from Bayside Ice and Marine Recovery. And now Noel Halverson, president of NeighborWorks Green Bay. And, Noel, we didn't need you to come here and start bragging right off the bat, is all I'm saying.
Thank you.
Well, we'll get to the housing, but Noel was...
100 pounds?
100 pounds lighter than the last time we saw him.
100 pounds.
Yeah. And he's got
Jim
all his
and
limbs.
I have combined to lose 3
I think,
and gain 7.
Yeah.
The net thing is above 4 in a year and a half.
Yeah.
And you lost 100 pounds.
Yeah. I cut out the late night cookie parties.
Wow.
It's got to be more than that.
No, no, no. So does it seem like you're living longer? Or just feel like you're living longer?
Yeah, right.
Noel, you look great. And
thank you.
Congratulations. And 100 pounds.
A couple things, and I'm not. You've got a. You're doing a lot of good things in this community, and I think you must have said, "Look, I want to be around to do more."
Yeah.
I mean, you're doing a good thing for Green Bay. NeighborWorks. I can't think of a better name for your organization than what it says, NeighborWorks.
Right.
And you help people find housing, stay in housing. You build houses. You rent houses. Tell us about your organization and why it's so successful. And you've been leading this for what, 12, 15?
No, 24 years.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
All right.
But okay, let me ask you this, just to follow up to what Jim's saying, though, just to add on here. I don't know if there's ever been a time where somebody like you and your organization is more needed. Yeah. Would you agree?
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's really a challenging time in housing right now. The prices are high. Interest is a little bit more expensive than it was for a lot of years. And we just haven't built enough homes to accommodate the increased demand. You know, new household formation, folks moving to the community for jobs. There just isn't enough housing for all of them.
Got a text here, by the way. Cody Dabb, Ironwood, Michigan. I'm plowing snow right now while listening to your great radio station. Cody, how much snow do you have in the UP? Ooh. Already, if you're plowing.
Plowing. That doesn't
just let
sound
us
good.
Know. I don't like that word plowing, Cody.
We'll take the word sweeping, like just sweeping off the little dust. We don't plowing. That sounds serious. So, Noel, what is the mission of NeighborWorks?
Well, we solve housing challenges and build stronger communities. And we work throughout the homeownership process. We educate maybe as many as 1,000 families a year who are seeking that American dream of homeownership. We help them prepare budgets. We help them really understand what they can actually afford. And then we help them, or we help some of them, you know, actually make a purchase of that home through some down payment and closing cost assistance. And last year, you know, we helped over 100 families buy homes here in the community.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, I just want to throw this out there. I'm shocked that there'd be 100 homes available that you could get at the price range you're going after.
Yeah.
Because like I said, when we're in real estate, And I'd had these first-time home buyers, and I said, well, you got to get pre-approved. And they're like, yeah, we're pre-approved for 160. I said, well, we're going to look at some that are about 130. They're like, oh, no, no. Well, the 160s are going for 190, 200, 210, to whatever, whatever. So for you to be able to find a way in this kind of a market to put 100 people in their own home, their home ownership, which is one of the great achievements, I think, of a person's life, really, outside of, you
still
know,
is,
family thing. Yeah. Congratulations. How did you do it?
Yeah, it's tough, and they're doing the work. I mean, the families, once they understand, you know, where they should be shopping price-wise in the market, what their capacity is to purchase that home, you know, then they're a little bit more efficient in looking for that house. And and there aren't a lot of options right now. I mean, there's only 90 homes for sale in Green Bay right
now.
That's
what I mean.
Under $250,000.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, Noel, but you also own homes and rent.
Yeah, we have some rental housing that we operate, and we're able to invest that into the charitable mission to help make our neighborhood stronger, to help families achieve those goals of home ownership, including sometimes, you know, those renters going into home ownership.
If I want to jump in that, because that's something, and I thought I knew about homes and whatever, until you buy your first home, until you actually have the responsibility for everything involved within those walls, it's hard to prepare for it.
Yeah.
And I talk about the classes that you offer, Noel, because that's absolutely critical. We should be teaching these in schools, but we don't. But, man, having a mortgage is one thing, but, man, operating a home is something.
Yeah. I mean, I woke up to a very cold house recently, and the furnace needed, you know, hundreds of dollars of work. I mean, that's the reality of home ownership.
Right.
And so, you know, we can't be there for you. For that couple hundred bucks bill, that's on you. You've got to be saving for that. You've got to be planning for those contingencies. And so in our home buyer education classes and in our one-on-one work with folks, you know, aspiring for home ownership, we're talking about all those ins and outs. They're learning the jargon that the bankers are going to use. They're learning the jargon that the real estate community is going to use. They're understanding what they can afford with the money they're making now. And they're understanding that they got to sock something away for when that furnace goes or the water heater goes.
Absolutely.
Or something else.
And
happens.
The other thing you teach is
And they will go.
And they will, but you teach preventive maintenance. You have to have people come in and look at it every year. Don't wait until...
Yeah, and we used to do some more intense workshops on that, and of course, COVID knocked that out, and we're hoping to reboot that in 25 and have those home and life workshops return, so that would be really cool.
Knight, can you talk about, I hate to use the word typical, but on the average, the type of potential home buyer that walks through your doors?
Yeah, I mean the households we're seeing are modest income families, you know, and not just new families. You know, sometimes it's folks who've been renting for a long time and they never thought they'd be, you know, ready for home ownership. But, you know, even in this market, if you can find that home that's priced for, you know, your means, you could end up paying less each month than you're paying as a renter.
And building equity.
Absolutely.
And I think
That's the real magic part of this.
It is because they don't even know they're building equity. Yeah. All of a sudden, it's like, holy mackerel, I've saved $50,000.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know I was doing that.
And that's one of the reasons we're looking as a community right now at developing a community land trust, because it's so difficult for some of those folks to access the market and build that equity, that we're going to develop a way of ensuring permanent affordability on some of these homes. And although the equity that accumulates to that buyer will be slightly, you know, less than a conventional buyer, the help that they get from the community to get into that home stays working for the next family and the next family after that.
So what's that home. What are you talking about?
It's a community land trust. It's a way
Is that down payment money?
No, it's a way of securing the land. The land goes into a trust.
I see. Okay.
And the house is bought and sold.
Yeah.
And the family, you know, pays down their mortgage. They get some of the market appreciation, and maybe their second home is in the conventional market. But it's a way that folks who would otherwise always be renters for the rest of their lives and never be able to build anything that they could pass on to their kids, they can start participating in that kind of classic American
Where do some of these people get their down payment from?
Well, you know, the way I got it, you know, borrowing from family,
right.
And getting some help. But, you know, NeighborWorks Green Bay does have some tools in that area as well. We get some assistance funds that we're able to make possible to help somebody purchase a home. It's not going to make the, you know, all the difference necessarily in that home purchase. It's going to help them get over the hurdle of all those costs getting into homeownership. And we've been partnering with the city and the county and the state and anybody else who can, you know, who cares about this stuff and can make these things happen. And even private donors have been contributing to those funds to help make that homeownership dream possible.
Yeah, I want to talk about that a little bit more, because I just, you know, I'm obviously a huge fan of this community, and I just think we do a lot of things right. But you've got some families that donate money mm-hmm. to you to help people get into home ownership.
Yeah,
right? That's a beautiful thing.
It is. Well, I mean, and Jim, you gave us a house many years ago, and that we moved and we fixed up and we sold. So you know
who lives there now? The new lady from Cooking with Amy, she took over.
Oh, cool.
She came in here and she's like, I live in your house. I'm like, no, I haven't seen you there. But it was the one you're talking about. And you guys just did a great job with that. I mean, you guys do stuff right. I mean, the homes that you own and rent and operate or resell, you don't cut corners.
No, but at the same time, we try and do it as cost effectively as possible, right? But building a solid house that's not going to need a lot of work later is part of the key here. And there's so much generosity in this community. And one of the reasons I think that we get some of that support is that we can take a little bit of money and turn it into that home purchase. It doesn't, you know, the lever doesn't have to be super huge sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we're able to make those dreams come true, and we're able to fix up those homes, and we're able to do those other improvements in the community with a little bit of a government grant maybe, or a little bit of a private donation,
right.
and then private capital, right? There's still, everybody's got a mortgage, right? And that makes this all possible.
But coming to see you, and we're going to talk about your location right on Chicago Street, and it's, you're not, I don't want to be nice to banks, but you're not intimidating to talk to. I mean, you've seen it all.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's a big part of this whole process for home purchase can be challenging to folks coming into our shop, you know, taking our classes, talking to our counseling staff. Is just a great way to learn the ropes before you jump in.
Anybody get sticker shock when they see what property taxes could be?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah, me.
Those are all the factors, right?
And so
understanding, you know, the impacts of, you know, everything from, you know, private mortgage insurance to, you know, the income, the local taxes, property taxes, and the, you know, the maintenance costs of owning that home.
And I think some people don't... I mean, our taxes are $500 a month. That's a lot. And you add that up, and then... You know, you live in an older house, there's maintenance costs that are unbelievable. And boy, you have to budget.
Yeah.
And they're going to happen. It's not like, well, that's not going to happen to my house. Yeah. Well, yes, it is.
That water heater's going to go.
The chimney, the roof, and those things are all expensive that, like you said, you've got a plan for. I just think that what you're doing, and I still think the American dream is home ownership.
I agree.
I believe that, even though, it's all high tech now. People want to rent. No, they don't. They would like to buy. They're renting because they might have to. Okay, when we come back, I want to just talk a little bit about how they can access you and sit down, have a meeting. You don't charge for your consulting, or do you?
There are some fees for some of the programs, but that'll all get worked out with the folks on the call.
Beep, 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 beep.
When I was mayor,
Noel Halverson, president of NeighborWorks Green Bay, back up this. Friendly gaze
for the holidays, you can't beat home sweet. I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This holiday season, Bank First in Oshkosh is proud to support the community as a Toys for Tots drop-off site.
Located at 1159 North Kohler Street near Highway 41 and Omro Road, they're making it easy to spread holiday cheer to kids in need. Stop by with your new unwrapped toys and join them in making a difference. At Bank First, they're dedicated to giving back and building brighter holidays for everyone. Learn more at bankfirst.com. That's bankfirst.com. Bank First. Member FDIC.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at OshkoshMuseum.org.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Hey, welcome back! Man of the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and Civic Media. What are you pointing at?
Well, did you hear him singing?
Yeah, I did.
Well, I was just humming. I was humming.
No,
was
come
just,
on. Come on, Jim.
I'm good. No, we got Noel in the house.
We're well, talking. There's no place like home.
Come on, Jim.
This is in the morning. No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm back to the interview.
We can't do it like
no,
I can.
I know I can't, John. I just, no, can't hold a candle.
I can do
so,
it like my
can't hold a candle.
You know what Nikki just said?
What?
Get a hold of HR.
Okay.
I go, Nikki, be honest. I don't look like an old guy in this sweater vest. She goes, why are you sure I don't look like a young guy in that sweater vest? I like sweater vests. What's wrong with it?
That's our line around here. Call HR. Because if we're uncomfortable. You know? Anyway, Noel Halverson, he's the president of NeighborWorks Green Bay. And this is an organization that has been around for some time. But they really help people achieve the American dream. And that's to get into home ownership. Everything from... really educating them on what does it cost to own a home. And it costs a lot more than your mortgage. We talked about the taxes, the maintenance, and preventive maintenance. You can help with some closing costs and down payment assistance.
Yeah. Yeah. Folks should reach out. You can find us on our website, nwgreenbay.org. Learn about our classes. Talk to our staff. Get started on your journey to home ownership. It's not easy. But we make it doable and something that you can figure
what
out.
Okay, go ahead.
I say I've been to your holiday parties and the stories. I mean, you're right; it's not easy, but the stories you share there are unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, you bring your Kleenex to that stuff
because yeah.
These people didn't even really. They just kind of stopped in on a whim. You know, I want to talk to you, and then you know, 6-8 months later, they're actually in a home.
Yeah, and you know, in this last year, we had a guest who. And we're seeing this story repeated throughout the community over and over. New landlord buys the rental and thinks they could do better than the tenants they've got. They, you know, end their lease or they give them a notice, hey, you got to be out in 60 days. And then they've got to try and find a home or an apartment to rent. And they jack up the rent and offer it again. And we had folks that were homeless. They ended up being homeless, living in a tent after they lost their apartment. And then we helped them go from that into homeless.
I was reading on Facebook.
That's awesome.
It was one person, good friend of mine, and the company that owns her apartment said it rent is going up for $160 a month, and you must sign a 1-year lease or you're out.
Yeah,
I mean that's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, my daughter was renting a one bedroom apartment, downtown here, and just repeatedly had her rent jacked up to the point where she couldn't afford to live.
Right, it's unbelievable.
I work at New Community Shelter. We had a guy come in that happened. It was in Wrightstown. I just want to say that a guy came in and bought a number of houses, and just it was month after month just jacking the rent, where it's like, and then he couldn't find anything. So he's with us. He'll be fine, but it what a way to get thrown out. You've been paying your rent for years and years, and then some investor buys your property and
thinks they can do
you.
Better and squeezes you out.
Yeah, so I'm glad you're there.
Are there any rights? Do renters have any rights?
Well, if you are a renter and you're on a month-to-month situation, understand that there's a risk in that, right? You might go, oh, that's convenient and I could move anytime I wanted to. But in a market where it's tough to find another apartment, you might want to execute a year-long lease so that can't happen for a bit.
Right. All right. Well, tell us once again who you can help. If somebody out there is listening and they're renting and whatever, tell us the type of situation people are in that you could help alleviate. Yeah,
absolutely everyone. Because, how many times does a family buy a home in their life? For many, it's once, right? And some, they might do it, more often than that. But nobody's an expert in that. And so whether you're a modest income household, whether you're an affluent family, if you're going to think about purchasing a home, come through our education. It's made for everybody. It's not just for a low income family. Everybody needs some education when they're doing something new, big. Come through the classes, learn the ropes, make a smart decision, buy a house within your means, do a budget so that you're ready for that failed water heater. Yeah. And that's for everybody in the community. We offer that to everybody in the community.
It really is. I think sometimes people thought NeighborWorks was maybe for a little lower income, but I've sat through some of your classes too, and it's like, wow, okay, I got to think about that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So it is for everybody. Your location, very convenient, easy parking.
Yep. Chicago and Jackson.
Yep.
Yeah, right off the edge of downtown, Chicago and Jackson Street, 437 South Jackson. And again, find us on the web, nwgreenbay.org, or on the social media, and we're ready to help. We've educated and counseled 21,678 families as of the end of September this year. And we've helped over 4,000 families achieve that dream of homeownership.
That's phenomenal. That's fantastic.
It's very
really
cool.
Is.
And your footprint is pretty much the county, but you also help other communities,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like if we're going to be fixing up a home, if we're going to be building new housing, and we've got 10 units that we're building across the community right now with another 16 on the drawing board, hopefully for a spring 25 start. But in terms of some of the other services, and we haven't even talked about our work with neighborhood associations and community groups throughout the region. Really, we've got dozens of neighborhood programs in four counties, and helping folks, answering the phone when folks are concerned about home ownership or getting there. We've had folks from 55 counties across the state over the last couple of years calling us asking for education and counseling. So we're serving a broad swath of the state, but when we're building stuff, we're going to be building stuff in Green Bay.
Do you have a waiting list?
No. Okay. The classes are being offered regularly, and if this class is full, we'll get in next month. So
outstanding. Great stuff. I like that you're doing all that pre-education type things.
Mm-hmm. It's really critical.
Handing somebody keys to a place like that without having that background, that you're defeating your own purpose.
Yeah. We did a study many years ago, and I think it's time to redo it, but we found that even our lower income borrowers, after they had that education and training, they had rates of delinquency, default, and foreclosure that were 7 times lower than conventional mortgagers here in Brown County.
They know what to expect.
Right.
Yep.
Outstanding.
They were making smart decisions.
Cool. Nicely done. Haberstedt, President, NeighborWorks of Green Bay. What an exceptional organization, what you do to put people in homes. And congratulations once again on losing 100 pounds.
You're not playing Santa Claus this year.
No. Nope. Just don't come walking and bragging about it next time. Throwing it
right,
in our faces.
Right,
right, Jim? Unbelievable.
Right.
Noel, have a great Christmas.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks for you do for our community and all the people you've helped.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We come back. Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin. Back up us.
Christmas like a home Christmas with your dad and mother, sis and brother there, with their hearts humming at your home.
and that merry Yuletide spirit.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Winnebago County Sheriff's officials confirmed the man found in a submerged vehicle in the icy waters of Little Lake Butamore Monday in Menasha was 63-year-old Carl Stattmiller of Appleton. Stattmiller was last seen December 11th and was reported as a missing person. There was no evidence of trauma, and his death is still being investigated. In his last few weeks in office, President Joe Biden is issuing pardons and clemencies even to people here in Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Eight people from Wisconsin, including drug offenders and financial criminals, have received clemency from President Joe Biden. The White House is justifying the action impacting 1,500 convicts nationwide by noting that many people were serving longer sentences than they would face under current laws.
This year, Wisconsin residents will see the largest increase in K-12 property taxes since 2009. As school districts across the state struggle to keep up with their funding needs, they've turned to their communities with operational referendums. Nearly two-thirds of all districts in the state have passed a referendum over the last few years. And this year, residents will pay around $327 million more because of it. The K-12 property taxes increased by 5.7% this year after jumping 5.4% last year. However, in Green Bay, even with a new referendum, the school property taxes will go down. If you have an aviation enthusiast on your holiday gift-giving list, the Experimental Aircraft Association has you covered. Tickets are now on sale for the 72nd EAA fly-in set for July 21st through the 27th. Camping credentials, parking passes, aviator club tickets, and flights are also available. Adult non-member prices are $150 for the week. Visit EAA.org for more information. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a new show to binge, here's one of Pete's picks. I highly recommend The Day of the Jackal on Peacock. I just finished the series, and it didn't disappoint. The show stars Eddie Redmayne as the Jackal and Lashana Lynch as a detective chasing him across Europe. The show does not conform to stereotypical norms when it comes to likability for its characters, which is refreshing. Both lead characters are interesting, and the first season ends unapologetically and a bit shockingly. The table is set perfectly for season two. Highly recommend. Even though Wicked is still in theater, and will continue raking in the big bucks through the holidays, there is already buzz about Wicked 2 and its title. The sequel has been named Wicked for Good. The title was revealed by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, who spilled the beans on their social media platforms. The film has already been shot, but Wicked fans will have to pace themselves. It doesn't open in theaters until next November. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some snow on the way. Tomorrow into tomorrow night, we could end up with 3 to 5, maybe even 6 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down late Thursday night. Today, though, partly cloudy, 30. Tonight, clouds will increase down to 12. Snow tomorrow with a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media host James Maloff and the punk band Radio for Pets, who are going to invade the studio and blow the roof off the joint. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with... Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Special thanks to Noel Halverson, president of NeighborWorks Green Bay, coming into town. And, you know, I like it that they have those classes, because I'll tell you what, even the first time I ever bought my house, I had no idea. You know, you grow up in a house, obviously, but your dad took care of everything, right, or whatever, until that is your house.
Right. It's your furnace.
Your family is living in your house.
Your roof.
There is a lot you don't know.
Yep.
And things have changed even from them. So what your parents kind of taught you?
Yeah.
Different. No,
absolutely.
All different. Right.
Absolutely.
But that budgeting is so important. I think people like, well, I'm paying rent of whatever, $900. I can get this house in, but the payment's, you know, $850. Well, it's a small part of running a house.
Yeah.
I mean, you got, like I said, the taxes.
Well, let me ask you this, though.
Insurance.
Let me ask you this.
Maintenance.
In some areas where property taxes are really high. Okay?
Like Green Bay?
Well, I lived in an area in Ledgeview where they were.
And they're pretty high there.
They're pretty high. And you talk about equity. Okay?
Right.
Does your equity in a year overcome the $7,000 in property taxes?
No. That's why it's a long game.
Yeah.
I mean, you buy a house, you sell it in a year. That is not a good idea.
Uh-uh.
So, and your payments, so much of it goes to interest. I mean, it's really after if you've got a 15-year mortgage, and after that 7-8 years, all of a sudden it's like, holy mackerel, I'm really chipping away at this. But and people need to understand that, you know, just because you're making $500 or whatever, your payment is $800 or $1,000 a month, that's not going to equity. That's going to the insurance. to the interest.
No, it's not like you paid $300,000. Oh, I'm down to $299.
Right. It's amazing how much you do pay for your house with interest. I mean, it can almost, you know, it's significantly more, obviously, than the cost of your house. But you have to understand that. But that maintenance thing, just the air filter, all that stuff. That preventive maintenance. And Noel talked about the furnace is going to go out and the water heater is going to go out. That is true, but it can last a lot longer if you maintain it.
Yeah.
And those are the things that they teach you there. And that you talk about just maintenance, like getting ready for winter, right? Putting that, whatever, blowing out the lines or whatever. We have those people come over and do.
We have those people do.
But that's all important stuff. Because if you don't, it's, you know, break a pipe and then it's going to cost you money. So anyway, they teach you all that, which I think
I'll tell
is
you
great.
The worst thing. I know if you have homeowners insurance or regular policy, but I remember in real estate going into a house one time that was vacant and the furnace went out and you want to see how much power frozen pipe has.
Right.
What frozen water has. Brand new toilets, everything, every one of them was completely cracked because of the ice in them.
Man.
The pipes were just slashed like somebody took a razor blade to them. And that's just because the furnace went out for a night. Somebody could be on vacation in Florida and come home. And that, I mean, there are so many. It is a responsibility, man, when you have a house. It's always on your mind.
But there's nothing better.
There's nothing better to go home to than that. I agree with that.
Man.
But, man, you are accepting a lot of responsibility.
You are. And they take the edge off. I mean, even, you know. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to do at our house, but, you know, it pays to go to some of those classes. And what I like about NeighborWorks, and I've spent a lot of time there, it's not intimidating. You just really sit down. It's just a great thing. The environment is great. Coffee, soda.
Although, don't they have some great apps now? Todd would know more about this.
Yeah,
I know he's big into the app type things, but where you can, like, check on every aspect of your house. Over your phone?
Oh, those smart homes?
Yeah, there's a lot of that kind of stuff you can do. Even older homes, like if you have the right light bulbs and the right thermostat, you can do all that from your phone.
No, as high tech as I got is my Christmas lights come out with a timer.
Hey, I'll share that with you. Check out the old mayor there. He's not even home and his lights came on there. What in the hell do you do that?
He's gotten so uppity, he's not even fitting in our neighborhood anymore. I know for a fact he ain't home, and all the goddamn lights, they came on. Yeah. And nobody was there against that dog. He's just slobbering on the window there, just like looking out at me and barking and slobbering. And like, settle down there, old girl.
Little uppity.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's high tech. But no, there's unbelievable these. They turn the heat down, turn the heat up before you come home. And now there's a lot of high tech stuff, but
yep. Chuck from Green Bay, you all should have a show on property taxes, especially this time of year. The taxes never go away, and they seem like they're always going up.
So
they never go down, do they? Has a property tax ever gone down? Really? You drop property taxes here?
Yes. The answer to that question is yes. But property taxes have really gone up lately. And I think maybe everywhere, but I was just at Pick and Save, and a guy came up to me. He's like, because he lives, he's kind of a neighbor, lives a couple blocks away, and I'm over $6,000. I'm like, so am I. But what you have to look at, though, in the property tax bill, Johnny, is the schools are a big part of that.
Oh, I understand that.
You know, because it's first four things in your tax, in your property taxes, right? There's the county, the city, the NWTC, and then the school district. And, you know, the school district is the largest part of your property taxes, so you got to watch that a little bit. Some people don't, and they call and they just raise hell in the mayor's office, and it's like, look, our taxes actually went down.
Wow.
But your taxes went up, you know, because they get their bill and it's like, wait, my taxes went up, I'm going to call City Hall. It's like, really? Your taxes, because all four of them come under one bill, so you can say the city's portion went down, but if everything else went up, your taxes went up. And they just have one phone number that they call.
Did you actually take those calls?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I would tell them exactly what I just told you. It's like, go get your bill. Go get your tax bill.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to know why the hell my taxes went up again. I can only make a golden sidewalk out there for a crater.
Oh, man.
And you guys, I'll tell you what, the only time you plow is right after I clean out my golden garage. I was watching it in the driveway one day.
So that was you.
And they were sitting down there just waiting for me to finish up, and I was giving her,
think we're out to get them.
Giving her, and he just waited, and he came there, and he threw the old goddamn thing up again. I'd like to load it up. I like to load up my truck and drop it off in your golden yard is what I'd like to do.
I think this could be a great feature.
Oh, my God.
We could call it the Mayoral Theater, and you just you call in a disgruntled
resident.
I have had those calls in that they really think that the plow could go left. I mean, he's got to drop.
Yeah.
The snow's got to go somewhere, right? And when the people complain the most is when we could have pushed the snow. If you live and there's a park across the street, they could have pushed the snow there, but they push it into their driveway.
Yeah.
You know, and boy, and sometimes they call and you're like, why did we do that?
Well, they're not always wrong. I'm going to be totally honest with you. On my street in Ledgeview a few years back, the guy didn't see me come driving up behind him. He was a plower, and he hit three garbage cans in a row.
Oh.
It had been garbage day, and the stuff had been picked up, and they went flying, and it seemed like he was having fun doing it, being totally honest. Well, I saw it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The city services are there, but man, it's taxes. I just think people need to look at that, because even just a few years ago, I was talking to this guy. I'm not complaining. That's the cost of living, but they've gone up a lot, and people have to budget for that, because when your taxes are $500 a month, that's a lot. You know, you gotta think
about
that. I mean,
I've been there.
Yeah, I know.
I've been there.
Same legend.
I've been there.
So, but that's just the way it is.
Okay, let me ask you this though: if you're driving a snow plow,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
And you see somebody has just cleaned out their driveway and everything's nice,
mm-hmm.
can't you lift the blade? Could you?
People say that all the time.
Because I think in Alaska they do. I think in Alaska they don't. They never like fill in somebody's driveway.
I don't want to ask that. I just know that the guys who drive the plows, trucks, they know that neighborhood. They're the same guys who drive your garbage truck.
Right, absolutely.
So they know the neighborhood, and I think can you imagine if you would lift the blade for one person, you would be doing it for everybody? You know how many driveways there are on
the street? I'm just asking if it's a possibility.
Yeah, I don't want to answer that. Get Grenier on here again.
I think with technology, though, like we have the lifts for the garbage, right? We figured that out over time.
We did.
Could we not figure something out to, as you're plowing past, have something drop in there and pull it back in before? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There should be something we can do technically. I mean, I don't mind digging out, but... And it's got to be a tough job driving those trucks. I would not want to do that. I'd be taking out people and cars.
And, people.
Well, when people don't, and that makes it, boy, when people.
What the hell? I had a neighbor there, Tony, and he's out there on Golden Day, and all of a sudden the snowplow come down. We ain't seen him. We ain't seen Tony in 2 weeks. I swear, when I knocked the door, I go, Margie, where in the hell is Tony? So I don't know. He went out to shovel a golden path out there in the snowplow. I haven't seen him since. Well, we got to go looking for him. Well, we'll look in the spring.
Anyway, your car's got to be off the street, though. That I know people complain.
Yeah, I agree
about
with that.
It. Oh my God, what a
I totally agree with that.
Go around those cars. I just they should tow them.
But well, yeah. Sometimes I don't know why this just came to mind. You know, in The Wizard of Oz, where the mayor sings as mayor of the Munchkins.
yeah.
I kind of see Jim with his vest and kind of holding his lapel, right?
Yeah,
as
yeah.
mayor of the city of Green Bay and the county of the land of Brown.
No, it's an operation. There's, you know,
all right.
I've got 400 miles of streets.
I understand. I was just asking if it's if it's possible. That's all.
Probably.
I'm
asking. That's DPW. Maybe. All I'm saying, Johnny, is if we do something for someone.
Yeah, I understand. For everybody. I understand.
So, we got a text earlier. You guys were talking about the Superior Dome, right?
Yes.
And, so we just got a text from Sarah. I just brought my newly learned fact about the Superior Dome to my boss, who's from the UP. He was there for the grand opening and said he also got to watch the Packers punter hit the roof a few times. And he said they call it the Uper Dome. So there you go.
Okay. I got to tell you something.
There you go.
I was with the Packer punter, Paul McJulian.
There you go.
1992. Okay. I was with him when he was doing that. He was putting out this demonstration for camp, and he hit it a couple of times.
So that's what I would do at that place. I would have punters, the best punters in the world, come there annually to promote the 143-foot, right? That's the height you said in that place?
I guess.
That would be a great event when you get national exposure on it, plus the community be proud, and I don't know how you're going to make your money.
No disrespect. The community is proud. Everybody knows about it. You're kind of reinventing the wheel here.
It's like, mayor all right.
I didn't know that.
It's called Lambeau Field. Here's what we got to do. We got to promote the hell out of this thing.
All right, you're right. I didn't know about it.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good now that I had my snack.
Well, can we talk about your snack?
Go right ahead. There's nothing wrong with it.
So we have a lot of Mino-isms here, right? And we mock John quite often.
Usually behind his back.
Not always.
I don't know that I've ever mocked John behind his back in a way that I would not
to
in
my
front.
Face.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
1,000%.
Can't even imagine how bad it would be if it's, you know, if there's something, because you
nope,
say
the
anything.
The line, nope.
Okay.
Nope, we're wide open.
All right.
So he comes to me, Nigga, you got any snacks? So I hook him up with a granola bar, but then what does he do? And he goes to the back fridge and gets the cheese spread from a delicious, you know, gift box earlier last week. But he puts the cheese spread onto the chocolate chip granola bar.
A lot of people do that.
Do they?
Yeah.
Question mark.
Okay.
Jim, you're
Big
saying
question
yes.
Question mark. No, not at all. I love cheese.
There is the thing with cheese and apple pie. I mean, there
yes,
is that.
Yes, absolutely.
That and that is a weird mashup.
No, you need to try this.
There's some places in Wisconsin, if you get a piece of apple pie, they give you a piece of cheese with it without asking.
That is true, but yes. That is true. I was at a place. Those are those country places.
Yeah.
Though. I mean, that's not.
But it used to be a state law, I think. It was to sell more cheese.
Well, also a similar Wisconsin sushi, the pickle, the ham, and the cream cheese, right?
Oh, I love those.
Wisconsin sushi.
I never heard that term.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's on a
pickle.
It's
a pickle and a piece of ham.
It's a ham roll-up.
Yeah. I've never heard it called, me too. I've never heard it called Wisconsin sushi.
Well, me neither.
I mean.
Did you just make that up? Maybe.
You did? You just made that up?
Okay, that's.
Wow.
No, we're going to get droves to,
I went to Crohn's to get cheese for my party.
Okay.
Have you been out there right across from?
No.
It's in Stangleville.
Ah!
There's that meat market.
Right.
We've talked about that.
Right. And I love the meat market.
Yes. And across the street is Crohn's, and they make their own. So I went there. I didn't use it for my party. So
why?
I don't know. I just had too much stuff. And that we went from that in that little dinette area. We went from a big table to a small table, and that made a huge difference. We're like, we need that big table back, but we sold it anyway. You know what I mean? Because it's hard to put a lot of food on a little table.
Oh,
so
I
couldn't put the cheese on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I'll buy you some cheese. Why we didn't eat.
Exactly.
We couldn't even get back there.
Is there any cheese here?
I'll bring you some cheese. I'll bring you some cheese tomorrow.
That would be nice.
I better stack up on the granola bars.
I have smoked Gouda, which is, I like that.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's very Gouda.
The only cheese I don't like is Lindbergh's, those smelly ones like that. I hate that.
Yeah. Huh? That's good cheese. My dad loved that stuff.
Everybody's dad loved that stuff.
Right, that's true. Yeah. I'm going to be that dad.
You are. Oh, yeah. You're leaning in. Leaning in.
I wouldn't wait too much longer. Quick break, back up.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Here on a good looking Wednesday morning.
I see they delivered our Christmas present.
Yeah, two men in a truck. They're
Avalanche Harley Davidson.
$100,000 vehicle that just pulled up in front of our place. We'll take it.
LTZ.
Thank you, Sage.
Nikki and the House.
I got the Jelly of the Month Club, guys. What does that mean?
There you go.
It's a gift that keeps on giving, Clark.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
So I got to ask you something, Nikki.
Okay.
You don't seem like one of those real Christmassy people, but I think behind the scenes maybe you are. Yes or no?
I think she is.
I think she is.
I think I check all of the gift boxes.
Okay.
For gift giving.
But I mean, you're not bringing us in homemade cookies, homemade fudge, yada, yada, yada.
Well,
I mean,
right.
Some people really get into the, you know.
Right.
The, yeah.
I've taken my foot off the pedal on that.
Okay.
Because if I make, then I, first of all, it's expensive to make all that stuff. And
I'll
then
bet.
I have it sitting around
really shouldn't be eating it. Yeah.
And we do receive quite a few gift boxes.
I could live on gift boxes.
Yes,
they're,
you could.
Yeah.
There's something about them I love. You
and there's
the cheese,
a cardiologist
the sausage,
out there
the
hoping and praying that you do.
I could live on them.
Yeah.
If people want to donate a gift box a week to me. Okay.
Right.
Wow, it's a lot of
the chunge.
I could do it.
I could do it.
You'll have to do it for 6 months because he'll be dead.
Absolutely.
No, it's not because those things have no carbs. They have no carbs.
Honey,
They sometimes throw a box of crackers in those things.
Yeah, but that's about it, though.
That's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can. I could live. You know what? Okay.
I could live on that. Give me a
no.
Give me,
last, no, listen.
That's expensive too.
Give me two. Give
that's
me,
expensive.
Okay. Give me 2 months of living on nothing but gift boxes.
No.
I bet I lose 10 pounds.
No. No.
I bet you'll never go to the bathroom again.
Right. And your cholesterol will be through the roof.
That's overrated.
And you do have Jesse's great cookies that he could bring in for you, right?
Oh, don't get us started on that scam.
Just, you don't. He tried. Come on, he's trying to
it was
be
so
one of the guys.
Cute. I didn't have the heart to tell him that I could tell that it was in the shape of one of the square.
They were perfect.
Well, no, it was the square platter, and then you just put them in. Then they by baking, they kind of round themselves out. But I'm like,
but he
I
didn't
think
really.
Real.
But he didn't make them. He cut them.
He insinuated that he had made them. It was a 20-year family recipe
he
from his
them.
Mom.
Right. He
and then
them.
It turns out
all he did was heat them up.
Yeah.
But listen.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
But you know what? He did that out of love. For
he did.
You guys.
No. I could tell. Okay. He was kind of. Serving them. I mean, and he was proud of them.
And they were good.
Yeah, and they were good. So, no.
I think
better, you were.
Cheese spread on a chocolate chip cookie is to die for. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you this. Chocolate chip cookie, cheese spread, and chocolate milk, and dunk it in the chocolate milk is incredibly delicious.
Yeah.
Incredibly
so you've
delicious.
You've dipped the cookie into the
actually, you know what
one's
better? Get a peanut butter cookie, put on cheese spread, like we got out there, the cheese spread, and dip it into chocolate milk. It's fantastic. I'm not lying.
Well, folks, if you've ever wondered what diabetes tastes like.
Yeah.
What diabetes tastes like.
Right.
I mean, come on. Mm.
It's delicious.
John had his toe cut off. Why? I don't know.
Just got a bad case of the gout.
I'm being honest. There's people out there like me that they eat cheese and cheese spread with everything. And I do. I put it on every sweet that I ever eat.
I don't
no
know
lie.
That we pair it with sweets.
But no. You do, like, because you have pears
cheese.
And cheese.
Apple, yeah.
Pears
yeah.
and cheese, cheese, apples and cheese.
It's, yin and yang.
Yeah, there is a little bit of that. I do understand. I don't think I would put it on a cookie or a granola bar.
Could we try it? I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
yeah,
what we're going to do. We're going to do,
tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay, bring in chocolate milk. Okay.
Of course. And I'm bringing it in.
Yeah. Well, no,
because heaven forbid.
The stores aren't open when I come in the morning.
I believe the quick trips are usually open 24
you can
hours.
Stop down there today, grab one with your nice gift card.
Ooh,
and,
yeah. Boop, boop, boop.
You're not allowed to do that. We're the only ones allowed to do that. Who's
can't.
Got a gift card? Where's the gift card?
You got
gift
one.
Card I've got one.
Simple life.
I gave it to Nikki.
$100?
Did I? Was it 100?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was 100.
Yeah.
Johnny, I have been CYA. For a very long time now.
What does that mean? You've been
covering his
ash. I know what that means, but I mean, okay, so you.
Oh, the Gatorades, the snacks.
Oh, that.
The,
okay.
Oh, here, Johnny, here's your coffee.
Do I owe you my gift card, too?
No, you. You're adult.
Wow.
No, I do it out of the goodness of my heart.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, but the tab is
$400,
my friend. But you had no problem. We were, so then after the good mayor's party on Saturday, we invite Mr. Mino to go out for a beverage. And, you know, 4 or 5 rounds.
Wow.
You know, he is not getting up off of his stool.
Finally, I,
being the person I am, just say, John. Take out your credit card right
there
now.
Go.
You're going to buy this round.
There
he's
go.
Like, I didn't bring one. I didn't bring my wallet. I didn't bring anything. I didn't. I just thought I was going to the mayor's party and then going to go home.
That's true.
And he sounded exactly like that.
I bet.
Then, not two minutes later, the owner of the bar comes in. And then he continues to drink for free the rest of the evening.
That's a good night, John.
Wow. Yeah, not bad.
Merry
not
Christmas, bad. John.
Yeah, had a good night.
He was full of holiday spirits, that spirit being vodka.
Oh, well, it was a nice walk home.
Stumble home.
Stumble. Very.
Wow, this turned ugly.
No.
You got to stop inviting her.
I know, right? That's it. Wow.
Little peek behind the curtain. Love you, Johnny.
You know, I actually wondered about that, though. Should I have? But I really didn't have my wallet. Because you guys picked me up. You're like, hey, we'll pick you up, take you to the mayor's party. And then I just thought you're bringing me and dropping me off.
We did too. But felt neighborly. And
whose idea was it to stop for a drink?
Boy. All right. Hey, look at the time.
It is the holidays.
We got to go. Hey, we got a great lineup for you coming up tomorrow morning, folks. You don't want to miss it. Mind of the Mayor and the Knicks there. See ya. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Murder and terrorism charges filed against Luigi Mangione in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson 2 weeks ago in New York. Mangione caught in Pennsylvania after a five-day manhunt. He could arrive in New York City shortly, says ABC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
His attorney now tells ABC News she expects Mangione to waive extradition on Thursday. He could appear in a New York court the same day. The lawyer declined to comment on the indictment itself. But if convicted, Mangione faces an almost certain sentence of life in prison without parole.
Madison, Wisconsin, still reeling after Monday's shooting at a private Christian school that left two dead, as well as the 15-year-old student who carried out the attack. Among the possible motives, bullying. The Washington Commanders are a step closer to returning their old home. A provision of Congress's short-term spending plan includes a transfer of land that's the site of the old RFK Stadium from the federal government to the District of Columbia. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Lisa Hale with